gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Also, this call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting over to your product strategy for Maximo Life Sciences and Healthcare, Mr. Dan Matlis. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you. Thank you for joining this conference call today. Joining me today is Lisa Stoklis, who's the Maximo product design and architect for this Maximo IBM-Eckert integration, as well as life sciences and healthcare. What we'd like to do today is introduce you to the newly released IBM Maximo-Eckert integration for healthcare, version 7.1. As we go into slide number two, we want to cover some of the business drivers for asset management in healthcare. Why is it that healthcare providers, hospitals, clinics need Maximo? Healthcare providers are under increased pressure to provide high-quality patient care to improve clinical outcomes, while at the same time need to ensure compliance with healthcare regulations. To achieve these goals, these organizations also need to manage a sophisticated mix of medical devices, tools, equipment, systems, facilities, and they also need to maximize service delivery by lowering the cost through the life cycle of all those assets. They also need to ensure high asset availability in an integrated 24/7 environment. And Maximo really supports these capabilities in order to manage the asset life cycle in the very asset-intensive and highly regulated industry. And Maximo is well-suited to provide leading enterprise asset management capabilities in the healthcare market. So on slide number three, just to give you an overview of enterprise asset management in the healthcare environment, you know, we're really trying to answer three main questions. What is it, where is it, and what should we do to it? So what is the asset? In healthcare, it may be a defibrillator, an infusion pump. It may be a hospital bed, a fire extinguisher, or a backup generator. There's a myriad of assets that are used in healthcare in both clinical and biomedical, which are the assets that touch the patient, as well as the facilities and environment of care. What clients are looking for is the operational status. Is it working? Is it in repair? Is it broken? The life cycle history, when was it purchased? You know, when did it go into service? What's the useful life? Contract information, is this under warranty? Is it a lease? Do we own it? What's the depreciation? So really looking at the overall asset life cycle. The next important thing is where is this particular asset? And in healthcare, this is increasingly important because you need to have that clinical biomedical asset when you need to use it on a patient. So location might be the operating room, the emergency department, stock room, or so a linen closet. And in some cases, the assets are actually stashed. And one of our clients mentioned that they have found some assets put away over the ceiling tiles in their hospital. Because, again, when healthcare providers need them, they want to have them. So as far as where it is and what do we want to track is the history of an asset, the move, location. And with some of the capabilities provided with RTAL, the newly released IBM Real-Time Asset Locator, you really can extend the capabilities of Maximo to provide some real-time capabilities and some additional workflows that can really benefit healthcare providers. And then finally, what should I do to this asset? Service request, work order, really the typical Maximo asset management capabilities that provides a mechanism for authorizing and performing work, as well as capturing the steps and costs, tracking when the work was performed, as well as the outcome. And this is very important in healthcare because through the joint commissions and other regulatory bodies, there are specific requirements for maintaining assets and keeping and having record-keeping of asset management and calibration. So we touched a little bit on that on slide number four. As far as the challenges, we talked about the need to reduce costs and increase efficiencies, as well as improving the quality of patient care. And one of the things that's unique about Maximo in this market is that it's the only solution that can support all of the departments in a healthcare provider environment with a single solution. So with Maximo, customers can manage biomedical and clinical assets, facilities assets, as well as information technology and all the networks and infrastructures that are required in order to manage this increasingly connected healthcare, as well as housekeeping, environmental services, and any transportation assets that hospitals might have. In some cases, hospitals have their own fleets of ambulances. In some specific cases, they may have helicopters or airplanes that are used for transportation. So Maximo can manage all of those assets in a single solution. And as we mentioned earlier, Joint Commission's, or the JC, regulations make explicit asset management requirements around the need to identify, record, and report all maintenance, inspections, and testing activities associated with both biomedical and facilities equipment, as well as the need to do a risk analysis, if you will, for new types of equipment that is being to be used in a hospital where it could impact life safety. So on slide number 5, we just have a graphical representation of all the different assets that may be used in a operating room, for example, and where all the different areas that are used today, from facilities to clinical to IT and environmental and housekeeping. On slide 6, just talking about some of the capabilities that are unique to Maximo that can help support healthcare providers. So asset maintenance and asset-based service management for all asset classes is very important. Supporting compliance for regulatory requirements, this ECRI integration that we're going to be talking about in more detail today becomes is very, very critical in this healthcare market. Real-time asset location capabilities that Maximo brings forth, as well as mobile Maximo capabilities to mobilize some of the technicians that are walking around the hospital looking for assets, looking to perform PMs and calibrations, a full and integrated calibration capabilities, as we discussed through the Maximo calibration add-on, facilities management, IT asset management through asset management for IT, as well as Kappa capabilities, extended reporting through Cognos, and the ability to integrate with other systems, whether it's document management systems such as SCORE or FileNet, as well as ERP, electronic health record systems, as well as diagnostic systems, which are more and more prevalent in healthcare providers. On slide number 7, we just wanted to mention as well the Maximo Healthcare Accelerator that GBS has developed, which really provides out-of-the-box functionality or out-of-the-box interfaces as well as reporting that are specifically tailored to the healthcare market. And this could provide some additional functionality and value to Maximo customers in this healthcare environment. So to get started on the ECRI interface specifically, the ECRI Institute is a not-for-profit organization that really brings scientific research to discover which medical procedures, devices, drugs, and processes are best to enable the healthcare providers to improve patient care. Within that mission, ECRI provides hazards and recall information and alerts for customers that subscribe to the service. And this enables a customer to get a notification, an automated notification, in the event that there is some kind of a recall or an alert issued for a particular medical device that would then require the healthcare provider to perform an action, whether that's taking the asset out of service or upgrading the specific asset. Maybe there's some firmware that needs to be upgraded, some hardware that needs to be modified, and so on. And integration with ECRI has really become a requirement for many of the healthcare providers today. It really automates the process, and it enables them to streamline the asset management for recalls and alerts. And the Equity Institute is primarily serves the U.S. and Canadian markets, although they do have some more of a global presence, but their primary customers are located in the English or in the U.S. and Canadian market. And as a result of that, the data retrieved from ECRI services is available in English, and so is the ECRI integration for Maximo. So on slide number 9, as far as how have we gone out to develop this ECRI interface, we actually put together a development partner team, as well as a beta team, which includes leading hospitals and providers such as Johns Hopkins Hospital, Thermo Fisher Scientific, William Beaumont Hospitals, as well as the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, or the VA. And the beta program started on August 15th. And with that, what I'd like to do is turn it over to Lisa Stuckless to tell us a little bit more about the capabilities of the Maximo ECRI integration for healthcare. Lisa?
Thank you, Dan. So what I would like to dive into in the next few slides is the functionality of the ECRI integration and how we have put this into the new solution that has just been released. So if we go to slide 10, there are a couple of web services that ECRI provides. ECRI provides the source-based web services, which allows us to go out and search for company codes and UMDNS codes, which are Universal Medical Device Nomenclature System codes. And so we have, ECRI has given us these web services, and we have provided within Maximo the ability to go out and search ECRI and get these codes and bring them back into Maximo. ECRI has also provided us the ECRI Alerts Tracker web services, and the Alerts Tracker gives us the hazard and recall alerts on these medical devices. And what we've provided in Maximo with this solution is the ability to go out and search for these alerts and mark them as applicable on the ECRI Institute environment and also create follow-up work orders in response to these alerts. So going into slide 11, slide 11 goes into these web services, these interactions, the integration that we have with ECRI. So we are actually using the Maximo Framework Integration Application. There is a new interactions application that was introduced in 7116, and that is what we're using to invoke these web services that ECRI provided for us. The FixPAC requirement is 7117, so your Maximo must be on that FixPAC release. And what we've implemented is 21 interactions, 21 web services. All of these interactions come with our build, and we ask that you don't make changes to these interactions, as these are the interactions that ECRI provided to us. So with these 21 interactions, you also need to ensure that your Maximo application server is configured for SSL. And part of this configuration is in our installation guide that you need to go in and basically kind of open up your firewall in order to get these interactions into your Maximo application. Slide number 12. This is a new administration that we've added to Maximo. So if you go to administration, there's a new go-to menu called Healthcare and ECRI Administration. This allows the client to enter in their username and their password for ECRI Institute. Stepping back a little, we provide the interaction to ECRI, but the client itself must subscribe to ECRI on its own, and they will get their own username and their own password to ECRI. So this is where they would provide their own username and their own password to ECRI. And what we've done in the Select Action menu is once you've entered in your username and your password, you can test to ensure that your connection to ECRI is enabled, both for the source base information, which is the company codes and the UMDNS codes, and for the alerts. So you would have to go in here and enter in usernames and passwords in order to get that. What we also have is a request for country and state data. Now, this is information that doesn't change very often, but is required or can be required when you look up company codes. So what we've done is allow you to get this information once and store it. So this is where you go in and get your country data and your state data. So once you have set up the administration and you've tested your connections, we'll go into the next piece of your setup for ECRI integration, and that is slide 13. So slide 13 talks about the company master and the company's application. We have added a new ECRI company code field, which has a lookup. This lookup brings up a search dialog to ECRI. What we've also added to the companies and company master table are new company types. ECRI has introduced a new type called servicer, and they've also introduced combinations of these, whether it's a manufacturer and vendor, a manufacturer servicer, or a manufacturer vendor servicer. So because ECRI has defined your companies this way, we've also added them to the company type lookup in the company master and the company's application. So going into back to the ECRI company code, if you click on the lookup, it then brings you to slide 14, which is the search dialog. In this search dialog, you have the ability to go out and search company codes via keyword search, a company code search, or a UMDNS search code. So using this, you can go out and you can click search. Once you click search, that sort of instigates or invokes a web services interaction, and it brings back your results from ECRI. So slide 15 will give you a result set. From this result set, you can look down and figure out what company you'd like to enable for this new company that you're setting up. So from this company, you would select a certain manufacturer or company code that you want, and then you click apply. Once you click apply, you're now invoking another in-behind-the-scenes transaction that brings you to slide 16 that gives you all of the company details that ECRI will provide for that particular company. So it will then auto-populate the company description, the home page, the ECRI company code, your company type, and if you go into the addresses tab, it will populate all of the address information. So this is what will occur in the company master and the company's table when you invoke your lookup to ECRI and the details and the data that it brings back. So once you save this, you're saving it to the Maximo company's tables. Slide 17 then takes you into the asset application. In the asset application, we have given you an ECRI information section. This is new. Again, it provides you the ability to look up UMDNS codes, and we've also added a model number to the asset application because model numbers are something that's very specific for healthcare when they want to look up specific serial numbers and model numbers and manufacturers for a specific recall or alert. So we've added this new model number to the asset application. So again, if you click your lookup in your UMDNS code field, it takes you to slide 18. Slide 18 then allows you the search dialog box, which is very similar to the company master and company search dialog box. This allows you again to go out and search by keyword, company code, or UMDNS code. So you will then click search and invoke the web services, and your results come back, and that brings you to slide 19 with your results set. So this is your results set that you get back from ECRI. You then can select and then apply this data to your asset application. So moving into slide 20, it populates then your UMDNS code field, the description, and the long description that is against this particular asset. Now, what I've just described with the administration page and with the company and company masters and the asset application is really the setup in order for you to really use the ECRI Institute solution to its fullest potential. What this has done is populate standards within your company, company master, and assets tables that allows you now to search for these devices that you have set up in your assets table more easily, bringing us to slide 21. Slide 21 is a new application that we've added to Maximo. It's on the work orders go-to menu. It's called ECRI Alerts Tracker, and this allows you to retrieve the alerts from ECRI. You can push alert statuses to ECRI. You can push work order actions to ECRI. You can assign the assets to the alerts, and you can actually create work orders from the alerts application. So the next few slides will just walk us through exactly how this new application works. So slide 22. Slide 22 is the list. You would go out and you would search for the ECRI alerts. So these alerts, if you remember that you have to be a customer that subscribes previously already to the ECRI Institute, so these alerts that will come back into this list tab are pre-filtered based upon your subscription. So based upon your subscription, we will bring back the alerts that you've subscribed to, and each time the user requests an alert from ECRI, it brings back the new or updated alert since the last time you've made that request. So this is a list of all the alerts that will come back based upon your subscription. Slide 23 then allows you to change the alert statuses if one of these alerts is applicable to you. Now, ECRI Institute has three types of statuses: not applicable, applicable opened, and applicable closed. However, ECRI only accepts two types of statuses in their web services: not applicable and applicable open. We cannot close alerts from Maximo. That is something you will actually have to go out to ECRI and close on your own manually. We are in talks with ECRI in order to change that. Date to be determined whether or not or when we can get that into our application, but I just wanted to specify that we will only allow, or ECRI only allow, two types of statuses in their web services. So once you have applicable open in your alerts, that then takes you to slide 24. Slide 24 brings back all of the information from this particular alert. Now, you'll notice that all of the information is read-only. We do not allow you to change any of the ECRI Institute data that comes back to us. So it's read-only. And then what you would do from this screen is then go to slide 25. And slide 25 allows you to select all the assets. It will go out and search your assets table and bring back all the assets that are applicable based upon the UMDNS code that is part of the alert and based upon the ECRI manufacturer code that is part of that alert. It allows you to go out into your Maximo database, search all of the assets, and bring these assets back into this application. This brings you then back to slide 26. That sort of pops up again the select assets or search assets to assign to the alerts. And again, we've added a couple of new fields to this search assets select box. We've added the model number, the servicer, the serial number, which is very specific, and the UMDNS code. So you can go into your asset application and search multiple ways for these particular assets that are out there for this alert. Once that asset has, or once all of these assets have been brought back, you can go to slide 27. Slide 27 in your select action menu in the ECRI Alerts Tracker allows you to create work orders right in this Alerts Tracker application. So it will bring up a Create work Order dialog box. It will automatically populate the ECRI alert tracker number. It is called the accession number in ECRI's terminology. So that alerts number is the accession number. It populates the description, the next work order, and who's created it, and the description of the actual work order itself. One thing that ECRI does not provide for us in a transaction via their web services are the problem and action information. Because this is not provided for us in a web services transaction, we have invoked or we have provided a link that will open up a new browser and allow you to go out to ECRI Institute and search for problem and action information. So once you slide 28, actually, if we move into that, will it shows you how it will basically open up a separate browser. And from there, you have to log in the first time in order to log into ECRI. And from there, you have to copy and paste your problems and actions into the detail section of your work order in order to provide that information for the work order when it's created. So once you've got your alert, you've searched for your alert, you've created a work order, this now allows you to go into the work order application, and we've added a few new fields to the work order application for the ECRI integration. So slide 29 now goes into the work order tracking application. Into the work order tab, we have provided a new ECRI alert priority field. This ECRI alert priority field is not the work order priority, but it's specific for ECRI. So it actually provides us with its own priority field itself. The assets that were associated to that work order, associated to that alerts, are now on the work order itself. And what we've also provided in the work order tracking application on slide 30 is a related records, a related alerts. So we've added this new section to the related records application. So this allows you to go in and it'll give you the accession number that this work order was against. It gives you the description, the priority, and the status of it itself. You can also, via the actual work order tracking application itself, if you wanted to create a work order this way and assign a specific alert this way, if you know the alerts number itself, you can go into slide 31 and in the related records, click new row, and you can then go in and select your actual alerts number, accession number this way, and relate it this way to a particular work order. So that is another way of creating a work order just in the work order tracking application instead of going to the alerts tracker application. You can go right in, go into work orders, and then in related records, assign the accession number that way, if that's the way you want to do it. So you've now created your work order. That work order has then been assigned to your technician to go, and depending on what the alert or the hazard was, if you need to remove it or update software or whatever it is, you can then go in and do your work, assign your actuals, your labor, your tools, your costs to this work order, and then you can complete it and close it, which brings us to slide 32. If you remember, in slide 30, previously in my other slides, I said ECRI only allowed applicable or applicable open. It does not allow applicable closed in a transaction. So even though you've closed that work order in work order tracking, you do need to go out to ECRI and set that actual alert to applicable closed on the ECRI site. What we do, though, is we do push these statuses to ECRI. You can go into the ECRI alert tracker application, and you can push statuses to ECRI, and you can push work order actions to ECRI. But to actually close that alert in ECRI, you do need to go out and do that yourself manually. As I stated, we are in talks to make sure that we can get this transaction into web services, so it's more of an automatic process, not necessarily a manual process. So that is what we have added from an ECRI integration solution perspective. Slide 33 is very highlights basically the component module that is around the ECRI Institute. It sort of dives deep. As we stated previously, there's 21 interactions, so there's a lot of arrows going on in this slide, but it tells you which applications we're touching, what lookups we're doing, and what data is being brought back. So this is a very high-level view of the component module for the ECRI integration that we have in Maximo. Slide 34 takes you through the roadmap. As we stated before, we have a fantastic set of development partners and beta partners that have worked with us in order to get the solution out. So we've done our first release. We've got the basics in there right now that I've just shown you from a functionality perspective. 6 to 10 weeks out, we're looking at putting some of these interactions more of not automatic or manual. We do want them automatic, not manual. So what we're going to be setting up are some cron tasks. As I stated before, when you go into the alerts tracker, you can push these transactions to ECRI, these statuses and these work order statuses to ECRI. Those pushes we would like to set up in cron tasks so they're automatic, so the user itself doesn't need to go in and manually push those over. So we're looking at setting that up in about 6 to 10 more weeks and updating the solution that way. We've also got great feedback from our development partners and our beta partners. So quite a few enhancements that we're looking at for the ECRI integration, and we're getting all of this feedback, and we're starting to write specs and starting to put that into our roadmap here of when we can start putting it out there into the solution. So this gives you a high-level overview of where we're going with this actual solution itself. Slide 35 takes you to the ISM library posting, which is development supported. So this solution, this ECRI integration solution, is not available on Passport Advantage. This solution is posted on the ISM library. I've given you links here for the postings. It's classified as a trial solution. What that means is it means it's development supported while it's posted on the ISM library. So support for this application does not go through IBM support. It goes through development. And so any feedback or issue resolutions for this solution need to be sent to this email address, maximohealthcare@ca.ibm.com. This is forwarded directly to Tim and Lori, who are part of the development team that developed the ECRI integration, and they will follow up on all of the feedback and issue resolutions that occur on the ISM library posting for ECRI integration. This email address is also posted in our installation and user guide for the customers to reference when they have any feedback or issue resolutions for this library posting. So that concludes the functionality of this release of ECRI integration, and I will turn it over to Dan now to conclude.
Thank you, Lisa. So as you can see, the Maximo ECRI integration for healthcare really has some very valuable functionality that will be very useful to Maximo customers in the healthcare market. The value here is to provide the availability by enabling more effective management of clinical and biomedical assets in the event of a recall or a service bulletin that could impact life safety equipment, and to really expedite the process by which these assets are being managed. From a competitive landscape standpoint, customers in the healthcare provider market really are beginning to expect an ECRI integration as part of their enterprise asset management solution, and that's why we've actually gone out and developed this application. From a competitive standpoint, competitors such as Four Rivers and St. Croix currently have ECRI integration solutions available as well. So the strong functionality that Maximo brings to the table, in addition to now the ECRI integration, as well as some of the accelerators and RTAL functionality, really bring Maximo forward to being the leader in this market. As far as pricing, as Lisa mentioned, this will be available through the ISM library. So Maximo ECRI integration for healthcare is available free of charge to Maximo asset management customers in the healthcare market. But it does require, as Lisa mentioned as well, FixPack 7117 or greater in order to take advantage of this great functionality. So with that, what I'd like to do on slide 37 is tell you a little bit about, in the next few slides, just a little bit about how Maximo is strengthening its commitment to the healthcare market through this integration. I'm not going to go through every one of the next few slides, but you know, slide 38 gives you a sampling of some of Maximo customers in healthcare. As you can see, we have a wide variety of hospitals and healthcare organizations around the world currently using Maximo, and you know, we really expect that through this new push into healthcare with the ECRI integration, as well as some of the other new functionality, it'll really solidify Maximo's position in that market as well. You know, slide 39, there's a little recap of a recent win where Johns Hopkins has actually decided to extend the implementation of their Maximo solution from facilities to now also manage biomedical and clinical assets. So, again, this will be a key opportunity for Maximo, and they are one of the development partners for the ECRI integration. The next few slides on 40, we talk about Galveston National Laboratories and their use of Maximo for some pretty very critical assets in their facilities. On slide 41, Beaumont Hospital's case study, as well as moving forward, we have some information, additional quotes from Beaumont. And on 43, some additional healthcare use cases from Europe. AZM is a leading customer in the Netherlands who's currently using Maximo Asset Management to cover 14,000 biomedical assets, for example. And we have some quotes from AZM as well. So to bring this to a close, I'd like to point you to slide 46, where we have a very good list of sales tools and resources that you can use to learn more about what Maximo is doing in the healthcare market, as well as some sales kits that have a very, very useful information. So the Maximo Healthcare Sales Kit was recently developed, and it's a single point where you can go and look at all of the information that we have available for this important industry. You also have a link to the Maximo Sales Kit, as well as the IBM Real-Time Asset Location Sales Kit. There's also a link to the GBS, Smarter Healthcare Hub, which includes information on the accelerators and so on. To point out some of the specific resources, there's a number of white papers, both IBM and third party, that are available. And you may also want to listen or have your customers listen to some of the recent webinars around lowering the cost of healthcare from the inside out, with the last one that was recorded in late May, which included an interview with Tom Lentz from Johns Hopkins on their current use of Maximo in their facilities and what they're looking forward to with Maximo now in biomedical and some of the RTAL capabilities that they're interested in as well. So with that, I would like to thank you very much for taking the time to listen to this session today. And if you should have any further questions, please feel free to reach out to Lisa or me. And with that, thank you very much and have a great day.
Thank you for participating in today's call. You may disconnect at this time.